headline, David Bailey explains why Nakamoto would sell Bitcoin, published at 11:42 a.m. UTC, May 14, 2025. Bitcoin Magazine CEO and conference host David Bailey is leading a new Bitcoin BTC treasury company, Nakamoto, that is similar to MicroStrategy, and announced its merger onto public markets at 7 a.m. Monday morning. By 9:30 a.m., traders were valuing the company at over 23 times its forecasted BTC holdings. However, it's been crashing ever since. Shares closed Wednesday's trading session down 66% from its initial high. Today, incoming CEO Bailey decided to explain why Nakamoto, unlike MicroStrategy, has a plan to possibly sell the BTC in its treasury. Bitcoin treasury companies, new and improved. In a round of TV interviews after announcing the listing on public markets, Bailey repeated a familiar refrain inculcated over years of listening to MicroStrategy founder Michael Saylor. Specifically, he promised to reward Nakamoto shareholders with an ever-increasing quantity of BTC per share, instead of using profits to make those purchases like a traditional business. However, Bailey explained that Nakamoto would focus on offering financial products to increase leverage, acquire foreign businesses, advertise to investors through his magazine and conferences, and conduct other offerings to raise capital. Bitcoin Magazine CEO and conference host David Bailey is leading a new Bitcoin BTC treasury company, Nakamoto, that is similar to MicroStrategy, and announced its merger onto public markets at 7 a.m. Monday morning. By 9:30 a.m., traders were valuing the company at over 23 times its forecasted BTC holdings. However, it's been crashing ever since. Shares closed Wednesday's trading session down 66% from its initial high. Today, incoming CEO Bailey decided to explain why Nakamoto, unlike MicroStrategy, has a plan to possibly sell the BTC in its treasury. Bitcoin treasury companies, new and improved. In a round of TV interviews after announcing the listing on public markets, Bailey repeated a familiar refrain inculcated over years of listening to MicroStrategy founder Michael Saylor. Specifically, he promised to reward Nakamoto shareholders with an ever-increasing quantity of BTC per share. Instead of using profits to make those purchases like a traditional business, however, Bailey explained that Nakamoto would focus on offering financial products to increase leverage, acquire foreign businesses, advertise to investors through his magazine and conferences, and conduct other offerings to raise capital. In Bailey's mind, there's a compelling reason to sell. If the share price of Nakamoto were to decline below the value of the BTC on its balance sheet, then he believes he would have encountered a free money glitch. He could sell one Bitcoin and buy more than its value worth of Nakamoto shares. Other people were less convinced. Understandably cautious after observing years of fraud and corruption, perennial features of the crypto industry, many people shared their concerns as comments below Bailey's post. Because then people don't assume your BTC is permanent capital, posted MicroStrategy Bull Gladiator. Who would get rid of hard money to buy a paper share in a company? Asked another. Some raised concerns about taxes and execution risks. Don't really see the point of giving up my BTC in cold storage for an IOU, warned one. Despite these comments, Bailey seemed entirely unmoved in his conviction that selling BTC for cheap equity is a sound decision. My assessment of the comments is people don't understand the difference between arbing and trading, he concluded simplistically. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.